Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving,
keep training, headstrong. Be patient,
meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
My Thursday night and tomorrow is my Friday, and it's going to be so awesome up here on Friday because they shut down a couple of the streets and we pass out candy from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and I am so excited. My costume came in. I'm just trying it on. I was taking pictures of it and posting it on my Facebook page. I was just so excited. I'm Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. I've been having fun with this costume. I can't wait. We're even at work. We're having a costume contest. I'm like, I just can't wait. And I have to say, I started a diet, but it's to eat better food, and I'm going to start posting pictures of salads on my Facebook page because I'm going to get in even better shape because I'm thinking this summer, yes, believe it or not, I think I want to do a bikini shoot. Now, I'm 42 years old, and I want to show that people in their 40s and women, we can be just as sexy as we want to be. But the problem is, looking at the bikinis, I'm just sitting there wondering, you know, it looks like 20 and 30-year-olds, and I want to have something that is something for a 40-year-old. Now, you know, if I am in shape, maybe I'll look good in a bikini like that. I've been looking at it and posting at it, and I know all the mad pervs out there on my Facebook page, all the guys. I'm going to be looking at the bikini that I've been posting on my Facebook wall. They'll be looking at the girl in the bikini. It's the difference between men and women. But anyway, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for Friday to be able to give out candy to the kids in there. And I'm just so excited, so freaking excited about passing out candy. You'd think I was a kid, but there's so many kids that come to my brother's house. And Ahura, once again, you know, I've had him on my show. He's a big inspiration to me, and he's one of the people, and you can actually look up on the archives of the Shelley Newchuk Show. Look up Ahura Z. DeLeaser, A-H-U-R-A. Z, and he's actually on my show. I was so excited when he was on the show. I was just like a bottle full of energy. And he actually talks a little bit more about himself. You know, I mean, I just call him the man, the myth, the legend, Ahura Z. DeLeaser. A lot of people call him Z because they can't pronounce his name. I was like, don't feel bad about pronouncing his name wrong. I talk kind of funny, but I think I got used to saying it as close as how it's supposed to be announced, Ahura. So, you know, I try the best I can with pronouncing. Once again, if I say things on the show, and I talk funny. I'm from Boston. Yes, it's an authentic Boston accent. It's not fake. I've rarely lived in the inner cities of Boston most of my life. But, you know, I'm just proud of it. It's not something I want to get rid of. I mean, I'm not disrespectful or anything. It's just people can tell automatically where I'm from. And it just makes me feel like I'm special. And actually, having my Boston accent actually got me a couple of parts in films. So I kind of actually enjoy having my Boston accent. So I'm very, very lucky with it. And, you know, I'm just very excited because in my life, you know, I never thought I'd be doing half of the things I'm doing, be able to do films and many different things and be able to have my accent. Now, of course, I'm not going to go play a Barbie or anything like that. No, not like a Southern Belle, but things that can actually be suited for me. And believe it or not, there's so much work in the industry. And, you know, anybody can go out there and act. People say it's impossible, this and that, they've got families. But I've got to be honest with you. There's a lot of women in the industry that have families, lots of kids. They work, and they get to act. They do promo shoots and all different things. And let me tell you, even older women, I've seen some of them, and they're gorgeous. You know, they model and everything. It's, like, utterly amazing. I think the age 40 is probably the new 30. I don't know if that's how it goes. But, you know, age is just a number. And I think with the people that I look up to, mostly they're martial artists and stunt people and stuntmen and, of course, Jackie Chan, seeing in their age and knowing that they look that good and they're in their, like, their 50s and 60s, I just know that working hard, I can stay physically fit for the rest of my life if I want to. And just even seeing the grandson, I think, or it's the son of Ip Man, which is Ip Chung, and Ip Man was the guy who taught Bruce Lee, and Ip Chung is like in his 80s, and he's still moving about, and I think it has something to do with martial arts. So knowing things that I know, no one has to tell me anything. I just have to motivate myself. But in turn, motivating myself has been like a domino effect, and it's actually motivated other people. And speaking of motivation, I always bring up my show because I got to help promote. I just have to promote a film I'm in because I'm so excited. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to work with Jackie Chan. But the other thing is, too, being the age that I am, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. And during the 70s, there was a TV show that had Linda Carter in it called Wonder Woman. Now, a lot of girls that watched the show, we wanted to be Wonder Woman. Now, just picture this, watching Wonder Woman running around in Underoo underwear. I don't know if you know what Underoos are. I mean, those of us that do know, you know, it's a top, it's like a T-shirt and a bottom, and it had like a costume on it. And it was kind of cool because, you know, you felt like you were the superhero, and I felt like I was Wonder Woman. Now, if I did that now wearing Underoos right now, I think I might get arrested going down the street. But, you know, sitting there watching the show Wonder Woman, I had so much had wanted to be her. Many years later, the age of 52, I'm actually one of the leads, one of the primary characters in a film called Falcare, and that's Alpha and Brag, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. And it's all due to the fact of my big brother, Horace Accor DeLeaser. Now, mind you, with this company, Unicovia Pictures, they do everything themselves. And yes, everybody's going to be doing their own stunts and their fights, and there's going to be no stunt doubles. No. Each and every person that's doing a fight scene in our film, Falcare, we will be doing everything ourselves. And let me just say, from doing the film, Falcare, knowing what I know now about Ahura, doing the film in a Korea, which you can rent on Amazon.com for only $1.99, it's a bargain, 45-minute film. Yes, it's an independent film, but you can watch it with your kids. And moi has played three characters. Now, in that scene, that one scene now with Ahura, I've done a fight scene with him. So being thrown around by this big, huge guy, is utterly amazing. I was like, wow, I survived that. And we had a little fight scene, and it's really funny. And you can actually rent Anacrina. And let me see if I can pronounce this, spell it actually. A-N-K-I-R-Y-U-A-R. And you can look that up on Amazon.com. If you can't afford it, you can rent it for $1.99. Hey, it's a bargain. I mean, come on, really? Some of those films that cost millions of dollars to make, this is an indie film that I think the budget was only a couple hundred dollars. We did the best we could, and I think the special effects for what they had at the time was pretty decent. And we've moved on quite, you know, a lot since then. Horror's learning more about filmmaking. The greatest thing is, Uhura and his lovely wife, Sonari, is actually, you know, they work together and they do music. They are wonderful together. And I just got to play this song. I think I play it on every single show. The reason why I play this song is so that you understand about Valkyr. Valkyr is about the Valkyrie, with moi as one of the leads, and I play like a Rosie the Riveter type of character. And we get whisked away, and we have to battle to save the human race. And we've been filming for quite a while now. We've taken horseback riding lessons. They do their own costumes. Now, they don't rent them. They actually make them from scratch, from actually, you know, their own things, and it takes so much time and effort, and they're actually making the wardrobe for the armor. Now we're in the training mode, and we actually had to chase some chickens last Saturday. It's kind of an experience because I never thought in my life I'd be coming up to Maine, filming, doing a chasing scene with a chicken. Now, you'll have to see the film to understand what it's about. I'm not going to explain what the film is. Just put it this way. We chased this chicken. It's kind of funny, but you know, once you see the film, once it's done, you'll understand what it's about. But it was just really hysterical last Saturday, and it was part of our training scene. And, I mean, I had fun. And it's just a beautiful day. We, you know, it was very misty. It was just one of those things that was just so perfect for the scene. Granted, we had a pheasant that was making this noise. I was like, I've never heard anything like that before. I mean, I've seen pheasants before, but I think it was looking for a mate or something. And it was really kind of amazing. It was making this weird noise. And then we had cows, and every time we go to film, it was like, moo, and the cows just went in sync with some of our scenes, which is really, there was a lot of cows there. And just being able to be in a film like that is just a wonderful feeling. And I know I'm lucky, but the thing is, being able to work and doing part of my dream, you know, I know I'm lucky. Because a lot of people out there, as they get older, they get bitter because their dreams die or they have to let it go one way or the other. And they say, oh, they have family and paying bills. And I just want to remind you, there are people out there, men and women, that have families, that work and actually act. And it's a reality, because what people don't know that aren't in the entertainment business at all, they won't know that anybody can actually act. I mean, there's so many things going on. There's print commercials, there's theater, and I actually did a theater production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I played Mrs. TV, and that was actually really kind of cool, because Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is actually one of my favorite of all-time films. So to be able to play in a production like that was really great. And, you know, just having, doing stand-up, open mic nights to open up for a couple of people, just doing a little bit of that, and comedy dinner shows, I've done hundreds of those, and just being able to make people laugh was just an amazing experience with live audience. And you have a lot of people, and you're running around and doing these shows and making people laugh. You feel really special because, you know, when people come in to see you doing shows, you know, you don't know what type of day they have. Maybe they weren't having a good day, and you're there, and my characters were always crazy and upbeat and insane and just really wacky out there, and doing this to make people laugh is a wonderful feeling. Not the fact that I was getting paid for acting, but a wonderful feeling to be able to make people laugh and enjoying and loving what I do. Now, the thing is, what I'm really doing in, you know, to achieve my dreams, I'm working longer hours, Monday through Thursday. I work 10 hours a day. I've been slacking off in my workout, but I might do the show just a half hour tonight. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I am going to work out even after my radio show tonight. I have to do this for myself. Now, when I work out, I don't do it for any man. I don't do it for anyone. Now, I know I'm going to have to do it for films, but I'm doing it for myself. I don't have anything to prove to anyone, but I'm happier. When I work out, I'm much happier, and people can see it because I actually, when I walk, when I'm happy, I kind of skip. I just have this thing, you know, it's just one of these things that I do, and it feels like I'm floating on air. No, I am happy, go lucky, and as you can tell, I'm fast because I talk pretty fast sometimes. Maybe I'm just overtired. But being able to do what I want to do in life, I have to say I would not trade my place for anyone in the world. I am so content with my life and very happy. Sometimes my happiness, I want to cry because I'm so happy. Now, to cry happiness tears is so much better than to cry, you know, sad tears. I mean, so many years ago, I didn't get it. And I didn't know what happiness was. Basically, it's not a materialistic thing. It has nothing to do with nobody. It's yourself. If you are really content with yourself, you're just going to be happy. I can't explain it. And I love being happy just to be happy. There's no rhyme or reason. I just like being happy. And when people see me and they see I'm happy, they know it's not fake. It's just how I am, how I feel. I think they can feel it in my aura. I mean, anybody that I'm around, you know, they just know. So it's something that I like to spread to people. And if you haven't noticed, if you smile, even a stranger on the street that sees you, that might change their whole day. You never can tell. I mean, it's something where your happiness can make someone happy just because you're being happy. That's all you have to do. And now if anybody's listening to the show or they listen to the archives of my show and they listen to me, some people get a laugh of it. I mean, one of my shows already, over 1,200 people have listened to it. It's, you know, there's some that are like 500 hits, you know, people listening to my show in the archives. So I must be doing something. People listening to my show, I must be doing something right. Because I know I am. I have the energy to make other people happy. And that's a blessing. And, you know, just to do the things I do, and I'm also, you know, writing stuff. And I wrote a book. And it was about a ferret that had came to me. Now, most of my life, animals, the way I get my pets, most of them, they come to me. Like my little co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. She's sitting here in a box. I don't know why cats like boxes, but they do. And I would not trade this little kitty for anything in the world. She's a stray little fur calico. And I would not care about any pedigree or pedicure or whatever you want to say. She's just in here all purring, my little co-host. I don't know what radio show host has a little fur ball as a co-host. But Jackie Chan Kitty is my Kit Kat's name. The reason why I call my cat Jackie Chan Kitty is because when she showed up in my backyard, she was acting like a ninja. She came up from underneath my car, and she was running around like a ninja. She came up to me, took off, and I'm like, okay, what does this cat want? And slowly but slowly, she kept coming around. I was like, you hungry? And she's like, meow. So I got food, fed her on the ground. Next thing I know, I had a cat. And that was a couple years ago. So that's how I end up with talking to my animals my whole life. So, you know, I just feel very, very lucky. Now, to get back, I know I just ramble on sometimes, but hey, I'm sitting here by myself. If no one calls in, I'm going to ramble. But I guess, you know, my energy does make people happy. But getting back to self-care and such, there is a song I'm going to play, and I play it every single show. It's called Battle Frog. And yes, my brother, Horace Accord Lisa, he did it, he wrote it, he composed it, he put it together, every single thing in the song. And his beautiful, lovely wife, Tanari, is singing the song with him. So, as you know with films, music sets the mood. So if you know that our film, Falcare, it is that superhero thing to it, and I'm so happy I finally get to play a superhero, a lead. It's not a normal type of superhero, but being a Falcare, part of that is just a wonderful, wonderful, exciting feeling every single day I'm on set. So I am going to play Battle Song. Let me just get into the queue. Let's see. Where is it? Where did you go? Battle Song. That's about a quarter. It was on the bottom of the list. Okay. Here we go. The song Battle Song, which is part of Falcare, by my big brother, Ahura Zipporah Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Here we go. Mm-hmm. we're back. Let's see, it's about 9:23 p.m. I still have to work out. Now, if anybody was ever to call on my show, once again, I just want to remind people, I don't want people to ever bring up anything about politics or sexual orientation. It's not what it's about. It's here to inspire people to keep, you know, going with their dreams. Because if I can do it, you know, I'm sticking with it every single day. I don't care what anybody says. I will work with Jackie Chan. I don't care what anybody says. It doesn't matter what anybody says because none of those people are in my life. You know, if people say something, I can't do this, I'm just like, yep, 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 yep. That's all I'm going in my head. I'm just doing a homeless symptom, like, yep, 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 yep. I'm just going to go in one ear and out the other ear. Even if you're sitting there talking to me face to face, I'm just like, yeah, 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 whatever. You know, so it doesn't matter what anybody says because for my dream, and like I said, I've loved Jackie Chan my whole life. I don't care what anybody says or what anybody thinks. Jackie Chan is not a fad. He's not anything. Jackie Chan has been here for decades. And it's something, you know, I hope Jackie lives a long, healthy life. I really do because he brings a lot of happiness. I mean, if you don't believe me, go to Jackie Chan's Facebook page. Over 28 million people like Jackie Chan. It's utterly amazing. It's almost like a Jackie Chan planet or a Jackie Chan country. Imagine all of us who like Jackie Chan in one big country. Oh, my gosh. There would be a Jackie Chan, like, party every single night. Can you imagine that? Crazy people. And believe me, there's people that are more obsessed with Jackie Chan than me. But I'm not just a fan. I want to be someone that wants to work with him. Now, it's not impossible because if you know Jackie, he's had many different people in his films. Not all of them are martial artists. It's just about this comedy thing and they do their thing. And you can't tell Jackie Chan what to do because Jackie Chan is his own man. Jackie Chan has his own world. Jackie Chan has his own globe, his own gravity. I mean, it's something you can't tell Jackie Chan what to do because, I mean, he has his own film companies. So, you know, I have a good enough chance as anybody else. No, and it'll show on camera. That's, you know, when someone's got a passion for something and they put 100% or 200% into something, the camera's going to catch that. And that's what people want to see. So I do know that more and more people are supporting my dreams to, you know, with many different things, especially now, more people are supporting my dream of working with Jackie Chan. They've written on my Facebook page, and all those people that are supporting me, thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And when I learned from Rush Hour, I think the correct way to say it, thank you, Shishe. I hope I said that right. That means thank you in Chinese. I don't know if it's Mandarin or Cantonese. I know I have to figure out maybe it is Mandarin. I'm not sure, but Trisha, thank you. Thank you so much for all the support, for the people that have been supporting me all these years, for me to work with my idol, Jackie Chan. I know I will. It's just a matter of time. Don't matter what anybody said. Maybe I shouldn't say don't, because you know how there's grammar Nazis out there? Maybe there's like word Nazis with vocabulary. Maybe, you know, doesn't, you know. I mean, come on. You know, people that have to criticize people's writing on Facebook. I mean, really, it's just Facebook. What the heck? And not like, it's not really that important. I know the difference between, you know, doesn't and don't. And, you know, sometimes the punctuation doesn't come out and you can't edit a status. I mean, really, seriously, if you're going to complain about the spelling or an abbreviation on Facebook, that what does that tell you? It's not like, I mean, that's only Facebook. I mean, seriously, get a life and stop being a grandma Nazi on Facebook. Really, I mean, it bothers you that much. Don't look at the person's page. I mean, everybody is pretty much educated to write whatever they want on their page. It's not like people are being disrespectful, so they do one little mistake and you're going to go all grandma Nazi on them. Please, please, just stop right there. If you got to worry about something on Facebook, I mean, what does that tell you about the person complaining about what people are writing on their Facebook? I mean, really now. But I want to, let's see. What else do I want to talk about? Halloween. If you're going out, just make sure you're safe. No drinking and driving. I know people, you know, okay to have a drink, but be careful. Be smart. You know, I'm not perfect or anything. I've made mistakes and stuff in my past. I don't regret anything I do because it's made me this great, wonderful woman that I am. So anything in my past has been mistakes, and I've had a few big mistakes, but you learn, you become an adult, and you move on. You also learn to bring the most important people in your life. You can have them stick around with you. Now, there's people out there that will stay within drama in that circle, and that's not me. I like to find the most positive people in my life. You know, that's just me. You know, I'm a woman that just doesn't like drama. And even as much as I learned, you know, about martial arts, I don't like to fight. I don't like to be pushed. I like to live my life. And actually, you know, moving away, I live with no drama. It is possible. You know, I live with peace, and I have peace within myself. And that's a gift from God. Now, I know I mentioned, you know, I'm not going to mention about religion, sexual politics, and all this other crap, and sexual politics. Yeah, that's kind of a good combination of words. I don't even know the, you know, sexual orientation and politics, but, you know, you can better yourself and change your world. You know, whatever you used to live, like, in your life, you can change it. It's one step at a time. And you can find the people that will support you. And if you have dreams, they will support you. And I know so many people, like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, they will support me with my dreams of working with Jackie Chan. Now, I think I'm going to end the show with a song. Let's see. Yeah, I've had a long day. I work 10 hours a day. And I'm actually going to leave the show with the song Feel once again. This is a song I've played a couple times, too. It's called Feel. I was actually had fun being in this music video with one of my other brothers, Crosby Tatum, and I had him on my show when he was able to raise the money for his film. He's back there in Boston. So, bro, keep up the good work for your surprise, surprise film. Anyway, this is a song that I'm going to end the show with. So, everyone have a good night.
Yeah, last rip. Gotta be Miss Smith and Envy for little 9 yards. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptors Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were.